is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to Milan, to my good colleague Lorenzo Fiore, reporting on football. There is a big story in Milan that Lorenzo knows well. It's all news to me, but it's wonderful to see. Inter Milan will only sell Italy star to Newcastle United on one condition. Lorenzo, good evening to you. What star, what price, and why? Good evening.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listener. Well, we are talking about Fratesi. Fratesi, one of the best player in football here in Italy. Don't forget that right now we are in crisis in terms of good player. The Italian team is not doing absolutely well in any competition, European, World Championship, and so on. Fratesi is a star, and very likely is a very good player. That is why the UK team wants to have him in the Premier League. But there is, of course, a different opinion regarding the way to conclude the contract, because Inter Milan, which is not, by the way, my team in Milan is Milan AC, much, much better than Inter. Sorry for those that support Inter. But let me tell you that Inter doesn't want to conclude a contract where Fratesi is recruited on conditional basis, temporary, by the Newcastle. They want to sell it because the amount of money that is related to the sale of this player is something in the order of 50 million euro. Huge amount of money. I don't know how this story will end up. Certainly there will be a way in between, very likely. We'll see. Certainly it's a good thing for Fratesi, because if he move from Milan to UK, very likely his salary will go up absolutely.
The Italian economy. Rome, Dateline these last hours, Reuters. Italy's economy contracted by 0.1% in the second quarter from the previous 3 months, due mainly to negative trade flows, national statistics show on Friday, confirming a previous printout. Now, I remind myself that all of the EU does not print the GDP number of the U.S. because they have social welfare systems, so growth is not the same in both places. But in any event, is this a disappointment to the businessmen of Italy, Lorenzo?
I wouldn't say no, and I try to explain my opinion that maybe it could be wrong, but let me tell you that right now the stock exchange market here in Italy, in Milan, by the way, the location of the stock market, is very high, very, very high. There is a contraction of 0.1% in the last quarter. The internal consumption are not decreasing. It is very likely related to export, which from one side could be the result of certain fears about what can happen because of the duties that the Mr. Trump administration has applied to Europe. On the other side, could be also the result of a contraction of the Italian manufacturing industry, which is, and also the fashion. Are suffering. The manufacturing are, of course, decreased their production over the last 16, 18 months, and fashion is facing a bit of crisis. So it is important to understand the reason for that. But by the way, in the second quarter, the gross internal product in Italy have been increased by 0.4%. The revised projection made by Meloni government in April that cut by half the estimation made last year, bringing to 0.6% the expected result. Well, this should be achieved, and in my opinion, we have a margin to do even better.
Giorgia Meloni was at the table at the White House in the meeting of the European powers and Mr. Trump over Ukraine. And Ms. Meloni has proposed that Italy will participate in the guarantee of security for whatever comes after the ceasefire if something like Article 5 is written in, not NATO, but Article 5, which is collective defense. Is that a popular decision on the government's part?
Well, it's a decision that to a certain extent is a sort of compromise between the parties that are part of the coalition that support Giorgio Meloni.
Right.
Let me tell you that Lega Lombarda, the party of Mr. Salvini, who is, by the way, deputy prime minister, are totally against the war. They doesn't want to support Ukraine, and they are absolutely adamant to avoid that any Italian soldier can go to the Ukraine territory to defend Ukraine. So Article 5, for those that doesn't know what's that, is an article that call for collective defense action in support of a nation that is a part of the NATO alliance if this nation is attacked by another country. So in that case, if there is a collective action that, by the way, under Article 5 means also coordination with the United Nations Security Council, Italy is available to be part of any mission that could play a role of defending the border of Ukraine. In my opinion, the other two parties of the Meloni coalition, the same party of Giorgio Meloni, and Forza Italia, right, the party that was founded by Mr. Berlusconi, are to a certain extent more flexible in supporting Ukraine, even with soldiers.
Tariffs. The story is always in the news here, but especially about two Italian cheeses mentioned by Reuters, Grana Padano and Parmigiano Reggiano. Quite aside from the tariff question, I want to know what we need to know about these cheeses. And Lorenzo is here to offer mass recipes with them. Let's begin with Parmigiano. What is the recipe with pasta? What do you recommend, Lorenzo?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that the two cheeses are produced in two different areas that are very near each other. Parmesan cheese is more tasty and more aged than Grana Padano. I can offer a recipe that is easy and quick to be made.
30 seconds for this recipe.
Okay, you have a spaghetti at home. You boil spaghetti. When they are ready, you have prepared a cream that is made by Parmesan cheese or Grana Padano, mixed up with some of the boiling water and pepper. You mix up spaghetti with this cream, and in my opinion, all the people around the table will be happy. Don't forget the wine. In this case, I do recommend Lambrusco, because Lambrusco is the wine that is produced in the same area where Parmesan cheese is produced.
And you have a tomatoes crop is in, and you recommend stuffing tomatoes with Parmesan, is that it?
Yes, and dusty bread. You make a mix of dusty bread and Parmesan cheese, a bit of salt. You cut the tomatoes in two pieces, remove the inner part of the tomato. You put all of them on a pan. You make them into the oven at 200 plus degrees for half an hour. And then when they are ready, they are grilled. This could be a good side to the main course or a very nice start. And I'm sure that all the people around the table will be very happy. And if I may recommend, I do recommend to have these tomatoes drinking a white wine, provided that is Italian produce. And if I may, I would suggest and recommend a Vermentino.
Lorenzo Fiore in Milan. I'm John Batchelor.